Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When you have two holidays collide, it's a little difficult. It's not only Mother's Day, it's also Ascension Day in the Christian calendar when we talk about Jesus rising to his eternal home. So I couldn't really talk about a woman in the Bible, but I do want to talk about home. If you look at the scripture of the Ascension, it says something very important that most of us overlook, and I have overlooked it for years. When the gospel writers put in a little detail, it's not just a throwaway, it's something important. And Luke's gospel tells us something very important. He said that Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and that's where Jesus rose from Bethany. Now, why did he choose Bethany? He could have chosen Nazareth. Nazareth was his hometown. It was the people of Nazareth who, after he spoke in the temple, wanted to throw him off a cliff. I could have understood Jesus coming back to his hometown in Nazareth and said, "See, I told you. And now bye." I could have seen him going to Bethlehem. Bethlehem, the city of David, where he was born, where there's so much richness of history, and he was the king after David, and he could have gone into Bethlehem and been risen in Bethlehem. I could have seen that. I could have seen him rise from the Mount of Transfiguration, or Mount Sinai, or even at the pinnacle of the temple, where you remember in the temptation stories, the devil brought him up to the pinnacle and said, "Jump off." Well, he could have done it then and said, "See, I told you all." But he chose a very obscure town, Bethany. Bethany is not listed in any of the great places of the Old Testament. It was a little town nestled in the Mount of Olives. Why did he choose Bethany? I believe that the reason is that Bethany was home to Jesus. Not home where his mother and his brothers and sisters were. Not home where he was born and raised. But true home to him. That was where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived. Every time Jesus got a chance, he went home to Bethany, because it was a place where people received him just as he was. It was in Bethany when Martha was fussing about because she had a celebrity Jesus in her midst and she's trying to get a meal on and she wanted it to be perfect, that Jesus said, "You know, Martha, you don't have to worry about it. Just listen to me. Be at my feet, just like Mary." It was in Bethany that Jesus snatched death from Lazarus and brought him to life. It was at Bethany that he started his great parade into the city of Jerusalem on that donkey. It was in Bethany that he felt at home. And in the last week of his life, he would go into Jerusalem to teach and then go back to Bethany. That was where he felt the most secure. So it's no wonder when he decided it was time to go home after he had appeared to the disciples and appeared to so many and shown proof of his resurrection, and it was time to go home, that he launched from the place that had been his home, Bethany. It's important for us to have a home. Now, some of us are very fortunate in that the home we live in now was the home of our childhood, but very few can say that I'm living in my old homestead. Our childhood homes are a distant memory. I know mine is. It's changed hands many times. Sometimes I actually go and look on Google Earth to see what it looks like now, and I see what it's valued at now, which is quite a lot more than when I lived in that house. They've carved it up into two or three apartments in New York City. It was a tiny home then, it still is. But it's been a long time since I've been home. It's in my memory. But it's not home to me anymore. It's so important for us to be home. And home is wherever Jesus is. Jesus gives us Bethany. Jesus gives us home. Many times when I'm up here speaking, I challenge us to do something in the week. Don't just sit there, do something. Be Jesus, be the light, be something to our neighbors. But this week, I don't want to do that. Because in the busyness of this season, some of you are going to get roller skates on and spend the entire season at work, doing. And we need time to find Bethany, to be at home with Jesus. So I challenge you this week not to be active, but to be still and find that place within our souls that we can contact Jesus, that we can be at home with him. There's a lovely hymn of the Moravian Church, and we only sing it during Holy Week because we talk about Bethany in Holy Week and Jesus having a quiet time in Bethany. But this is what it says: Bethany, O peaceful habitation, blessed mansion, loved abode, there my Lord had oft his resting station, converse held in friendly mood. With that bliss which Mary highly savored, I could wish this day still to be favored, but his presence makes to me every place a Bethany. Even if you're far from home today, far from the people that you love, this place, the place where Jesus is a Bethany. May this week, in the midst of the busyness, we find that space for Bethany. Let us pray. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Lord, I ask for all of us who have been so restless and so burdened to find Bethany in you. In Jesus' name, amen.